I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
The biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
Hi, I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Madeline Hayden, CEO of NutPods, is joining us right now. And I know personally for me, as an entrepreneur, I've made my fair of mistakes, but I want to hear a little bit about yours. What's been one of the biggest mistakes you've had and maybe the lesson learned from it?
Hiring. I think hiring people. I think when you have someone who looks great on paper, you meet them and something just red flag comes up.
People can hide behind their paper, right?
They can
put something on there and then you meet them and you're like, oh, geez.
Exactly. But I think when you hire on your gut that it's a fit. And I think when you get that connection, hire on that, the ability will come.
I know that you're a big fan of tapping into your intuition or your gut or just that feeling you get. How has that served you moving forward in the business world and personal life?
Mark, it is all you have sometimes as an entrepreneur because sometimes you lack some of the knowledge base and you have to call the shots. And I think sometimes, you know, you can't be paralyzed because you don't know the answer. Sometimes you make the best call you can. Hope it's not a mistake. And if it is, you undo it, you learn your lesson, and then you go in a different direction. But being able to pivot and go in a different direction and just keep going, I think is really key.
I think one of the most powerful assets we have, and most people may not consider it an asset, but it is our ability to make decisions. How do you overcome when you make the wrong decision?
I think being able to early on know that there's very few decisions that will really sink my company, right? And
I think that's an interesting way of putting it, right? There's very few decisions that will sink my battleship.
It's going to cost you time, ego, or money. Those are the three costs. And so time...
Which one's more important, by the way?
Oh, I think...
Depends on the context, I guess.
I think money at the beginning, because everyone's bootstrapping as a startup. Mm-hmm. I think...
You have more time than money in that situation.
You have more time than money, right. And then it becomes time. And you can't lose 6 months going to market or launching. And then the ego, being an entrepreneur, will cure you of that pretty fast.
How important is time? I read an article that said the most important factor to a successful company is time. And I forgot exactly who the person was, but it was a really well-known successful business person. He did this massive study on all of the most successful companies and the companies that would have been successful had they just done something different. Mm-hmm. And it was like other companies had come out with Uber, the idea, but they weren't successful. Uber was, because of the time that Uber came out, the other company tried to come out like a year or two or three earlier. So has there been an experience in your business
Absolutely.
So far where timing was key?
I think so much of it, our brand success has to do with the timing in the market. And that's frankly not
something it's a trend
that you
now.
Can control.
You have a dairy-free replacement for creamers. And you guys couldn't have come out at a better time, I feel like.
No better time. I'm not a surfer, but my analogy is you have to time that
the wave,
and you have to know how to pedal so that when you can crest, you're there in position. Mm. So we've had other companies that have come and gone, and I think they were too early. And I think if you wait, you know, the category, you might miss the circus. And so some of that has to do with reading the market and the time. And I think... honestly, a whole lot of that is just luck. There's been a lot of entrepreneurs that have great products. They're successful in their own right, but the time in the market is unforgiving.
I think it's a cliche saying that failure is a stepping stone to success, but deep down inside, I feel like so many aspiring entrepreneurs don't take the leap because they're really afraid of failing. And my background in psychology has taught me that the biggest fears of everybody is their fear of not being loved and their fear of not being or feeling worthy. And when we're afraid to fail, it's because if we fail, it falls into one of our deepest fears, which is we're not worthy. And if we're not worthy, how could we ever be worthy of somebody's love? And so at the deep root, going deep on the subject of failure right now, I think our deepest fear of failure is really that people might think or perceive us as not being worthy. Do you have anything to add on that?
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the things too is, you know, this is a business and it's so much about your head. But when you start a company and you found it, there's so much of your heart that goes into it. Like I call NetPods my third baby. And, you know, I have two beautiful girls and I respect them and the time that I have. But I have labored over my business. I have nurtured it just like I have my children. And I think it would hurt if it didn't work out. And so you have so much investment when you found a company because you believe in yourself, the ability to steward it and guide it. And you believe in your product and the ability to relate to customers and the benefits that they have. So I think that you have to do it anyways. And I know that there are days where it just feels like a bloodbath and you just have to survive and live another day. But, you know, endurance comes with practice. And sometimes it's not all roses. But, you know, a new day comes and you have new challenges and new successes and you focus on that. Because when you stop and look at how much you've been able to achieve, how many people actually take a concept to fruition? It's not a lot of people. And so you should celebrate the milestones that you've been able to achieve and then be able to adapt and grow. I mean, that's why we're all here, right? Is to grow.
Yeah, dissecting failure is one of my favorite topics. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and joining me is the founder
of NetPods, Madeline Hayden.
I love it. A dairy-free replacement for creamers, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm going to get my order.
I'm going to get my order.
So dissecting failures here. I think it's such an important topic because on the subject of achieving success, most people don't understand that you can have 99 failures or 1,000 failures. You just need the one success. And I think that if people can really understand that you've never actually failed until you've quit, or until you've given up.
That's the adage, is that the only difference between a successful entrepreneur and a failed one is one who quit. And, you know, I'm very ordinary. I never made varsity sports. And
Ordinary people just have to do extraordinary things, though.
I like
That's all it.
It
is.
I like it. And I think that everybody has a purpose to help other people here. And I think being able to find your calling and find the way that you want to make a difference to help other people is something that we can all aspire to, whether or not it's through our businesses, our services, or our products.
I think you just touched on something amazing, and that is that you have to find something, a purpose, a mission, a vision, a reason, something bigger than yourself to serve. And when you find something bigger than yourself to serve, a mission, a vision, a purpose, and it's bigger than you, and you become a part of that, then failing becomes so much smaller than the vision and the mission and the purpose that it doesn't matter because you're committed to that vision and that purpose.
Absolutely.
And you know that I can fail on the whole way there. It's about this big, grandiose vision that I'm going to accomplish, this huge purpose, and I'm never going to stop going towards that.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to keep getting back up, and I'm going to keep working on that. So do you have a giant vision or purpose?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure having two kids is one of them, right?
You know, yes, that's on a personal front, but I think on a business front, I underestimated the ability for us to really be able to give a quality of life for people that are dairy-free like you and I. Mm. And so for someone who isn't able to digest dairy, or someone who like has been having soy milk mashed potatoes for like Thanksgiving, or, you know, coconut milk in their quiches, where it's like, ooh.
That sounds terrible.
Yes, and it is, because I tried it. You know, we're able to give them back a quality of life so they enjoy the foods that they're eating, living a healthier lifestyle, or living their values, whether or not it's a paleo lifestyle or a vegan lifestyle or gluten-free. So I motivate myself. I motivate my team by sharing emails that we get from our customers that say, I love your product. You've been able to allow me to enjoy my coffee, my chai tea, my XYZ it is, and thank you for creating this product. So we sell a little bit of a creamer. But I think what we really are about is being part of a larger movement for people to eat healthier. And like this country needs it, Mark. And so to be able to eat healthier and have better array of choices in the products that they consume.
I think when it comes to failures as well on that topic, one of the most important things you can do is ultimately conditioning yourself with the right beliefs. Ultimately, humans in general are conditioned to avoid pain and also to some degree want to gain pleasure. But statistically, we're 500% more inclined to avoid pain. In this case, 500% more inclined to avoid failure than we are to want to achieve success, which is why most people are so driven towards the comfort and security of a 9-to-5 job than the risk and reward of being an entrepreneur. Do you have anything to add on to that?
Delayed gratification.
Yes, I love it.
And I think part of that is conditioning with how I grew up. You know, I'm the 5th out of 6 children, refugee family from Vietnam. My parents raised us on credit cards, like, and all of that. And so, but when you grow up like that, you learn to work hard and you learn that there are obstacles, whether or not it's a new culture, a new language. English is my second language, and be able to make progress but not have the easy wins, and being able to discipline yourself for that and move towards something even though it's delayed, I think it really sets you up for being an entrepreneur.
I love that. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thanks, Mark.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a Reese and Irby's robot franchise, Bob.
Robots? What do they do?
They serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt in just 60 seconds with a choice of 6 tasty toppings. Well, I've got robots in malls, movie theaters, and hospitals, and the franchisor secured these locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, managing my robots is simple. Each takes about 2 hours of maintenance a week, leaving me plenty of time to practice my short game.
Oh, nice shot. Looks like I need to get some Reese and Irby's robots.
Easiest employees you'll ever have. Just go to FrailFranchising.com. Reese and Irby's will supply everything you need. They even secure you high traffic locations. Hey, where are you going?
To learn more about a Reese and Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more about your Reese and Irby's Froyo robot franchise opportunity, go now to FroyoFranchising.com and use promo code 2828. FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 2828. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 2828.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Stars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. Our guest today is Scott Griffiths. He is the founder and CEO of 188 Fine Men's Salon. Scott, it's great to have you with us.
Great to be here with you. Thank you for inviting me.
It kind of says it in the name, Fine Men's Salon, but what do you guys do?
Well, 188 Fine Men's Salons is a chain. We have 90 stores up and running, company stores and franchise stores all over the country. And what we identified going back about 14 years ago, there was a huge unmet need in the category. 34 million men every year are going to women's salons, paying top dollar, not wanting to be there. Most of the time, they're ladies, wives, girlfriends, send us there to get a better haircut, knowing that having to look at another Cosmopolitan magazine and listen to some of those uncomfortable conversations is not. So we go there. We're like,
awkward and uncomfortable.
It's awkward, you know.
All the ladies have the little helmet thing on with the little blow dryer.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, you know, this is
it's
awkward.
It's not a place for a man.
You know, I joke, but it's true. The two things a man should never, ever do is one, go through a woman's purse, and the other is go to her salons. I mean, you know the cringe factor of,
yes.
You know, you're not going to find it. Are you married?
I'm not.
Okay, well, you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. Has she ever asked you to get something out of her purse?
Once. On a rare occasion, yes.
Right, but you're not going to find it. You're not going
to
find it.
Maybe it's to get my own keys out of there.
Yeah, you're not going to find it. And then she grabs it and looks at you. But, you know, the cringe, if going to a woman's salon, the first time I remember, right, it's like, this isn't natural.
Yeah.
So my business
and you're
partner,
looking at all the other men there who are crazy.
Yeah, who are also, you know, and it's like, you know, open fishbowl. So my business partner, Bill Carlton International, Ron Love, and he's a hairdresser by training, a guru in the industry. He and I, through a lot of research, we said, men already know what a salon is. The women want to send us someplace to get better treatment. What if we had semi-privacy? We had the right magazines, TV, you know, beer, wine.
Yeah.
And we really take care of guys, upscale environment. And so we created our first salon, opened in 2002, 14 years ago. It was a home run in Pasadena. And since then, we now have the 90. We open 3 to 5 every month. And we've taken care of millions and millions of men who don't want to go to women's salons. Almost half our customers are sent by women.
I've always been curious, what the heck is the 188? So you're the founder, you got the answer.
Well, my whole background is branding, creating brands. I love stories behind brands. And so coming up with our story, I was thinking, okay, it should be a story of transformation. Yeah. The umbrella theme is helping men look better, feel better, perform better. And so a good metaphor for that was actually the 188, which is the original formula for stainless steel. If you take 18% chromium, 8% nickel, and add it to iron, which gets rusty, you now have stainless steel, which doesn't get rusty. Well, women know we get rusty, so we get the rust out.
I love
so
that.
So the 188, so it's about transformation, but also the way it sounds, the way it looks, you know, the staccato effect, the alliteration.
Yeah.
So if names alliterate, you tend to remember them. And it sounds good on the phone. And people always ask. Very few people ever ask what Starbucks means, which I happen to know if you want to know. But you can ask 1,000 people, maybe one out of 1,000.
Yeah.
But more people will ask what 18-8 means than Starbucks.
What type of businesses were you involved in before this?
Well, I've been involved in more than 20 startups. I can't even remember all of them now. And I've led or been on the leadership team of some of the greatest brands in the world. I was on the launch team of Crystal Cruises. I worked with House of Blues for many years. I created the men's brand Mitch for Paul Mitchell. Really, the list goes on and on. But I always had that. I didn't, you know, looking back, I know it's true, but I didn't know it at the time. I've always had that kind of entrepreneurial spirit. I've always had a real interest in people. I lived all over the world. My father got his PhD in Middle Eastern Studies. He later went on to start semester at sea. We lived all over the U.S., all over Europe. I had to adjust very quickly, learn, speak the languages, meet people, be comfortable with people. When we got back to the States, I started painting. I started selling my paintings in the street fairs when I was 15, 16 years old. The principal and every teacher at my high school bought the paintings. I was a scholarship student at Art Center College of Design. And then I worked at Disneyland doing watercolor portraits over by Pirates of the Caribbean.
Scott, I'm loving your journey and your story so far. Where was there a turning point, though? A lot of the times you either hit a wall, either in your personal or professional life, you have a light bulb moment. Something happens in the journey of being an entrepreneur that usually shifts the direction of our lives. Can you take me back to that time in your life? When was that?
Well, I think for me, the real explosion, everything else was kind of just learning stuff and being curious. I had a book. I was an airbrush artist at Art Center College of Design, and I loved airbrush art. Back then, there was something, you probably don't remember this, there was something called an album cover. You know, it was like more than 3 inches.
What is that, Scott?
It was an album cover. And the best artists were doing these album covers. And to be able to design an album cover, and a lot of the artists were airbrush artists, you know, and just doing this incredible stuff. And there was this whole look and movement. And so I had an idea of doing a coffee book on airbrush art. And I was 26 years old and got Random House to buy into the idea, gave $100,000 advance. This is back in 1980. I'm sad to say this. You guys can do the math, but you know, it's like, so $100,000 would be like $400,000 a day, right? So we got a huge advance. The book sold $250,000 in hardbound.
Wow.
So $250,000. My second book sold 75. My third book sold 15. So you can see my literary career. But, you know, I just, you know, and then I started my design agency. I picked up American Hawaii Cruises as a client. Then I picked up Avery Dennison, started picking up big accounts. And, you know, I was in business for myself and just on top of the world. And, you know, and you know, even the word entrepreneur is relatively new. 30, 35 years ago,
you didn't. It used to mean you didn't have a job. I mean, you just have so many great stories and you've done so many different things. Mm-hmm. What do you think, and I've asked this question before, but I'm really excited to get the answer from you. What are three things that every entrepreneur needs to know when they're starting out?
Resourcefulness and ferocity and tenacity. When I was teaching the graduate school at Pepperdine in their business courses, management, their MBA program, I would ask people, if raise your hand if you think that Captain Kirk cheated when he reprogrammed the Kobayashi Maru, you know, the simulator. He was the only one to beat the simulator with his crew. And half the class raises their hands. He cheated. He should be punished. Well, how many do you think he was being resourceful and fighting for the greater good? Half the class. As entrepreneurs, we need to fight for the greater good. If we're going to constantly be held to standards of what is cheating, I mean, look at every entrepreneur that's been successful has to understand the rules and how to stretch and even sometimes break the rules of the standards of others in order to get to another place or a better place. So I think that type of resourcefulness, the tenacity, look, I'll be honest. There's so many times I've wanted to quit.
Yeah. Well,
I think in this business, I've wanted to quit.
I think what you said was perfect. Those three traits, I think, will help people avoid becoming an entrepreneur so they can become an entrepreneur. We'll be right back with Scott Griffiths. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Coffee drinkers can rejoice. New studies show that we can refill our favorite morning fix and not feel guilty.
Coffee and caffeine may be good for us. We've known about this. People who work in nutrition who are familiar with the literature, this has been around for some years. It takes time before it comes into the dietary guidelines because they want to be absolutely sure of the recommendations before they make them.
Dr. Donald Hensrud says the data is now pretty consistent.
Moderate intake, or actually even more than moderate, up to 3, 4, maybe even 5 cups a day of coffee may contribute to a decreased risk of type 2 diabetes, Parkinson's disease, and liver cancer, possibly heart disease.
Right now at Kohl's, it's not our everyday sale. For a limited time, shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tees and tanks, just $5.99. Girls' swimwear, $10. Beach towels, only $8.99. And an ice cream or cotton candy maker, just $29.99. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's not our everyday sale. Right now through the 4th of July. Only at Kohl's. Flex styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. Our guest today is Scott Griffiths. He's the founder and CEO of 188 Fine Men Salon. Scott, it's great to have you with us.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
All right, so I know it says it in the name, but I've got to ask, what is 188 Fine Men Salon?
188 Fine Men Salons is the alternative. 34 million men every year are going to women's salons to get a better haircut. Okay. But what they're not getting is they're not getting a better experience. in salons, they're designed for women. Women have a woman, female experience.
Us men, we're just not meant to be there.
We are not meant to be there. We are not meant to be there. And if, you know, having to look at another Cosmopolitan magazine or that conversation, you really shouldn't be hearing. And so we tend to, you
know, let our hair grow out to avoid the situation.
Well, we've gotten used to it. Most of us, you know, we got over the cringe factor. We want our women to be happy with us and, you know, look good.
And maybe we settle for just that old school barbershop. Not that some people out there probably don't have a great barber, but at the end of the day, I've personally experienced 18-inch fine men's salons, and you guys do a phenomenal job. So,
well, thank you. That's great to hear. The environment, we have the semi-privacy, we have all the services, we offer
beer
and wine, the amenities,
and so many different little treatments there.
Yeah, and it's a collection of all the little things, so that you feel like spending a little bit more, you have gotten a better experience. And we opened our first salon in 2002. It was a home run. Since then, we've had millions and millions, something like 4 or 5 million services. Wow. And, you know, we have franchisees around the country. Some of them are ex-executives of Procter & Gamble and other major companies. They're just doing a fabulous job. We're opening 3 to 5 a month. We're developing new products, new services.
What's the key to that? 3 to 5 a month is kind of like a mind-blowing rate of growth. 3 to 5 new salons. So what is the key to that success?
Well, that's a good question. And early on, when we realized there was that type of demand, it was daunting. So we found project managers. We have 4 project managers that work with the franchisees, the architect, the contractor. They make sure that the store is built on time, within budget. And so by having these project managers working with the franchisees, we're able to handle, and each project manager can handle actually up to 3 or 4 projects a month. So we're actually have more support than.
How do you know when you should go franchise and when you should not? Because I think that's a very fine line that a lot of business owners kind of operate on is, when do you actually know that this is the time to go franchise? Because you guys have been just dominating with that strategy, but some people do it, and it's actually a mistake.
That's a very, very good question. We realized that we had a business model that had been developed that we could turn into a system.
Yours is a turnkey business model that people can invest in, essentially?
It's a turnkey business model that people can invest in. And so we have all the support mechanisms. So, you know, we have the training manuals. We have educators on product as well as operations. Mm-hmm. We have the 800 support line. We have teams that will go actually into the market working with the owners. And so having a system, you have to have a system that you can teach others what to do, how to do it.
So essentially it's basically a recipe book and a blueprint you're handing to people.
It's a recipe book and it is a blueprint that we hand. Now, of course, in any bell curve distribution, we'll hand it to 100 people. 30 or 40 is like, okay, just leave us alone and we'll follow the recipe. And then you have others that need a little bit more support. And then you have others where we actually have to go and not tell them how to fish. We have to catch fish.
Lots of handholding.
So we have programs now for our franchisees where we'll actually go in and run the salons for them.
What about for marketing? Because I know that some franchise models don't support with the marketing and the sales aspect of it, generating the leads. And so I'm just curious from your perspective. I know that you can go on Yelp and type in hair salons and, you know, you guys are virtually in every single market where lots of demand is.
Right.
But what about from a marketing standpoint? Do you guys actually help generate leads or what are you doing just as a full marketing plan?
Well, it's great. You're a great host, by the way. Great questions.
Appreciate it, Scott.
You've been doing this for a while. First of all, my background is in marketing, having created and launched.
That's why I'm excited to hear.
Yeah,
and you guys are rolling out. I don't mean to cut you off, but you guys are rolling out with something really exciting. Let's talk on that in a second. You showed me those pictures.
Oh, yeah. So our in-house team is excellent. From my past lives, I've cherry-picked some of the best talent. So creating the marketing tools, having it online to access, the materials to share with our franchisees, how to use it. We help work on all the social media aspect, the landing pages, the websites, The PR, we provide the PR support.
You can just name the laundry list of everything.
But the beauty is, and similar to Starbucks, by the way, Howard Schultz was an investor in one of my previous companies. Similar to Starbucks, particularly in the early days, our business is really a community business. It's catering to a clientele with about a 3-mile radius around the stores. And so the ability to go out and do community outreach, go to the car dealerships, hand out gift cards, send a friend cards, going to the hotel concierge and giving them, you know, a free pass that they can come whenever they want, just recommend the salons.
What has been one of the, I guess, hiccups or biggest mistakes you've seen with somebody who has invested in your franchise? Because I'm always wanting to know, when you get that person who invests in one of the franchise models, mm-hmm. they get one of your 18-8 Fine Men salons, mm-hmm. and they just do a terrible job. What does that process look like to actually, I guess, diminish and release that partnership?
Well,
has that happened yet, or
it has? It's again the bell curve. It's a very small percentage.
I want to know the resolution of what happens when that.
Sure.
Takes place.
We're very mindful. Somebody has invested in a vision and an opportunity. Hmm. We care deeply when somebody says, "I believe, want to do this." Many people fall in love with entrepreneurship, being an entrepreneur. Many of our franchisees come out of corporate America. They're very smart. Where we found the separation of the winners from those who are really struggling is a couple things. One, we have a system. You must follow the system. When we've had mavericks, and sometimes people are too smart for their own goods. Well, I know what to do. I'm going to do it my way.
Yeah.
And so then we start to see that they're not following the system. They're not selling the memberships. They're not hiring enough stylists, because you have to hire ahead of the curve. Yeah. The training, the coaching. The other thing that we find early on, because we get reports back constantly, and that is people skills. Now, we try to be very careful when we bring on a franchise partner that they have people skills. But where we've seen our franchise partners really slip is you have to treat your barbers and your stylists like clients. You have to be able to stimulate them. You have to treat them with respect. Okay. You have to make sure they get the education and the training. And some of our partners behave as though they're in the corporate environment. They have their spreadsheets and, you know, they look at the spreadsheets and you're supposed to be doing this and that. In fact, it's not a joke. We tell them, and when we train them at 18-8 University, you're smart. You know, how many have put your spreadsheets together, your Excels? You know, hands go up. Okay, when you open it up, look at it one last time and don't look at it again for a year. Seriously, because what you're looking at is delivering on the brand promise, and you're looking at retention and repeat purchase.
Yeah.
You can't measure that. And yes, you can measure it in a spreadsheet, but the spirit and the attention to detail and the personality and the people skills, that you can't measure in a spreadsheet. You have to lead with your heart, manage with your head.
So I alluded to something earlier. I want to touch on that.
Sure.
You were showing me before we jumped on here some pretty cool stuff on your phone about how you guys are actually going to take kind of like the food truck model, but you guys are going to integrate that and start having, you tell us. I don't want to take the thunder from you, but you tell us.
I developed a brand named after my father. My father was the real most interesting man in the world. He created Semester at Sea and just a great guy, very modest, unlike his son. But so to honor his spirit, his nickname was Griff. And so it's a line of products called Griff's. And we went to the top chemists, make the absolute best grooming products, wet line products, shave products, the absolute best in the world. Did I say world? I mean universe. And so these products are fabulous. The whole brand story was resonating. And I started thinking and looking at other mobile concepts, the food trucks that are out there. And thinking that wouldn't Griff's be just fantastic as a mobile premium barbershop concept? So we have launched our fleet of converted Airstream trailers. We call them Hairstreams. And so now we're putting a fleet of mobile units out onto the market. And this is something that we're absolutely ecstatic. It will appeal to maybe a younger audience such as yourself. You know, the kind of the Uberization of the thinking, being able to go to an office or a concert or a wedding party, and just bringing a vibe and an attitude. And of course, we're cross-promoting 18A Fine Men's Salons. We'll cross-promote our Griff's, which are Ace Barbers and Che Bars, which we're launching those as well. Take advantage of more real estate opportunities.
Scott, it's been a pleasure, my
friend. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. I appreciate it.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
What you need to know before quitting your day job to follow your dreams. I'm Alex Worley with the Business Rockstars Minute. Before you say goodbye to your current job, here are some things you need to know. Number one, discover your purpose. Finding out what you want in a job can help you stay focused in your new career and avoid coming across similar situations that made you dislike your previous job. New job, same problems. You want to avoid this. Number two, how you quit your job matters. Most likely, your current boss will still have a role to play in your future employment opportunities. Employers now prefer to get on the phone with your references. Last and most importantly, you still need to be professional until you hand in your resignation letter. The way you perform at your current job will determine how your current boss will speak about you to their colleagues. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed
prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
At the CEO Roundtable.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. This is our CEO Roundtable segment. And as always, joining me is two rockstar CEOs. Tell us, who are you and what do you do?
I'm Matt Allard. I'm the CEO and founder of Runtris, and we provide a mobile engagement platform for hotels and casinos.
Awesome. Pleasure to have you, Matt.
Thanks. Well,
I'm Eric Dahan. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Instabrand. We're an influencer marketing company. We connect different brands with a series of different influencers.
Pleasure to have you as well, brother. So I told you guys right before the cameras got rolling, first question out the gate, biggest mistake or failure you've ever made in business. And I know, if you're anything like me or any entrepreneur out there, you've got a big list. But pick one. One failure and mistake you've made, and then what was the lesson or the gift you found in it? Whoever wants to jump in first.
I'll jump in. You know, I think one of the things that probably a lot of founders make is bringing on strategic advisors that...
As a mistake.
Yeah, that don't really, well, without putting in milestones or any kind of goals that they're delivering on. And so that was a mistake that I definitely made, was bringing on really top-level people who didn't really give us enough time and really didn't make a lot of the introductions that we thought or they said that they would.
So that was a mistake because the presupposition that I picked up on that was that makes it sound like you guys were paying them either through equity, deferred yep. equity, or payment. So that's why it was a mistake. So yeah. I was like, I got a lot of those, but I don't
sure,
have to pay them.
Sure, sure.
So that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about you, brother?
Yeah, for me, it was really on the hiring side, right? Mm-hmm. Getting started, I made the mistake of assuming that, you know, I could hire fairly young mm-hmm. and that, hey, you know, you put someone smart, they're young, they're smart, they're going to get it and sort of learn the role.
Yeah.
It taught me really to kind of take a step out and make sure that I'm investing in the right people and also spend a lot of time, you know, back to the old adage, fire fast, hire slow.
Yeah.
It was a lesson I understood, but I really had to learn firsthand of what that meant.
Interesting. And for me, I always try to mix it up because I do so many of these. I don't want to be saying the same thing over. You know, one of the mistakes that I made, and again, like most of us, we've got a lot of them. We still make them today. Hopefully we learn from them. One of the mistakes that I made, and I've definitely learned from, is accepting clients as a coach and a consultant, where I kind of always wanted to pride myself on being the guy that can help solve any problem for any business, because relatively 85-95% of all businesses are built on similar foundations. They're grown in similar ways. So for me, it was just exciting to have people ready to pay me for my advice. And the problem was, as a young coach and consultant, I was willing to work with virtually not anyone, but I was virtually, if somebody was qualified financially, I was like, let's do it, baby. Let's do this. I'm going to grow your business. And I put my neck on the line by saying, if we don't produce results, I'll refund you. Now, I only had to refund a couple people too, but what it taught me was just even the process and the potential threats of litigation, or just the headache around having to refund people and executing and all that. The lessons were beautiful because now we have such a strict process. You have to fill out a form to fill out a form to talk to someone,
sure.
to fill out a form to talk to me. All of that happens before you get to talk to me.
Right.
Before you have the privilege and opportunity to engage with us after we've really diagnosed you. So the lesson for me there was, pretty much any business, but especially in the coaching space, don't just accept money from somebody because they can afford it. Make sure you really do your due diligence and qualify the person.
Yeah, well, I think that's also maybe that's one of my mistakes is not raising enough money to be able to say no to the bad clients.
That's the point. You need the money in the beginning, so it's kind of like,
Yeah, you got to do whatever it takes, you know, so you're always saying yes just because the money's there, but then, you know, it's the 80-20 rule, right, where the 20% of clients take up 80% of your time, so.
Well, and it causes you to scale irresponsibly, too, if you're taking on the wrong clients, right? You could actually find sometimes that you're losing money by scaling with the wrong clients. It's sucking up more resources, and it might even alter your roadmap a little bit, where now you're sort of building solutions and tailoring your business around the set of problem clients rather than focusing on the more qualified leads.
So I want to hear from you guys in a sec. What are some of the conscious values that you've chosen for your personal life and for your business? This is the CEO Roundtable segment. Joining me are two rockstar CEOs we'll talk about in a second. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. For the audience, who are you and what do you do? Give us a quick recap.
I'm Matt Allard. I'm the CEO and founder of Runtriz, and we're a mobile engagement platform for hotels and casinos.
And I'm Eric DeHaan. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Instabrand. We're an influencer network with over 100,000 influencers.
So we were just talking about values and consciously choosing them for your business and for your personal life. What do you feel like is a value that you have that really has been one of the keys to your quality of life and your success personally and professionally? We'll start with you.
Start with me.
It's an interesting question.
Yeah.
This is like some top level stuff. Like, I want to get real at the CEO roundtable here and let's talk about values.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I think I always try to go by the Google mantra, I think, of don't be evil. So I think that's obviously, I don't know if that's a value. But, you know, I think always doing right by your customers and always being, you know, honest and forthright and transparent as possible is a good value. I mean, I think no one would argue with that. But, you know, definitely trying to be over honest with your clients and your partners is always something that we do sometimes to a fault. But I think
it can be tough.
Yeah,
sometimes you can be like, hey, they gave us $100,000 and we projected this type of return on ad spend or whatever for the project. And you got to tell them, hey, it's
I mean, I think the key is to be real, you know, with the real world. And a lot of people like to live in a boardroom or a kind of a meeting room of discovery and not, you know, when it comes to the real world, just being, you know, as real and
so
not evil as possible.
Yours is honesty and transparency. What about for you?
I mean, I would second on that first, right? Transparency is key, especially in our business. We're very much so service-based business or tech-enabled service. We have to be transparent. We have to set expectations the right way. To your point earlier, we're not here to solve everyone's problems. Mm-hmm. And we have to let them know here's what we can do and make sure that that's realistic. So we're setting it. If I had to add another maybe trait or value that's really benefited me personally, I think benefits a lot of entrepreneurs, is risk tolerance, right? I think learning how to, have a high tolerance to risk, right? But also being able to sort of calculate the risks, I guess, kept us from making decisions based out of fear or what was easy, but really kept us pushing and moving forward to do what we knew we needed to do to get the business off the ground.
I love that. Guys, I really honestly do wish we had more time and could bring some beers or some coffee in and keep going. But this wraps up our segment. I appreciate you guys for coming on the show.
Awesome.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed.
Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They're free, unbiased.
Biz Talk Radio,